Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Schillinglott. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Missed you yesterday. Where were you?
Went back to my old uni to.
Oh yeah, of course you were. You
were my knowledge.
Teaching journalists how to journalist.
Sorry. Did I laugh? Was my mic on? Did I laugh?
How did it go?
It's good. I'm actually quite good at it. Obviously, I like the sound of my own voice. I'm the expert. They're asking me questions. It's a lovely position to be in.
So you went back. So it was your old uni where you studied.
Yep.
And how many people in the, was it like, were you in a big hall? Were you doing a TED talk?
No, obviously, it's just people who study radio. So there's like maybe 40.
Four guys with anoraks on and a book.
Yeah, four guys all wearing the same outfit. No, I don't know, there's maybe like 14, 15, but they're all just about to graduate. And
do what you do for a living.
She, one of the girls is like, have you ever made a mistake on air?
Let's go! Is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building, this is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
You probably said it's part of my act to make mistakes.
It's like no. I make more mistakes than I make actual news.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
How are we doing, okay, Essex? Thank you for having us on. The sunshine continues, and let's get the hits on to get you home for a Wednesday. Midway through the week with Miley Cyrus. Here's Jaded.
She lands.
My dad loves this one.
Your dad loves this one.
Yeah.
Oh,
she lands. She lands.
Yeah. She lands. It's H. And Ashanti with Baby. Big Drive Home, 10 past three. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. You well?
I'm very good, thank you.
Tom?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Stevie back as well. Johnny on the travel. It's like a full house.
It is.
We're all here. Jack, oh no, Connor's not here today.
No. But
On the Big Drive Home, it's a full house.
I just want to say that I thought that Jack done ducking brilliantly.
I thought it was a good little texter. It was a good texter. Well done, Jack. We're all in the office nervous for you.
Oh, and brief.
I was looking at a story. Me and Tom were looking at a story, and all the time we were talking about this story, we kept going, oh, hang on, he's talking again. Oh, no, right, carry on with the story. The story we were talking about is really good. It was about a huge gaggle of geese that was spotted in Canvey.
Is that what you call geese?
Apparently it's a gaggle of geese.
A gaggle of... I like that. It's a gaggle of geese.
They were on Canvey Island. Large group of birds were seen on Sunday morning, with more being spotted earlier in the week. A picture posted by the Canvey Island Royal British Legion shows around 100 geese.
I mean, that is a gaggle, isn't it?
It's a proper gaggle of geese.
Yeah.
100 geese all together in a big bunch on the pavement surrounding two parked cars.
Oh,
ironing up.
So actually, gaggle is like geezers.
Geezers. So in the video, you can see these geese approaching. This is what me and Tom are watching. You can see these geese approaching up the drive of one of the houses and around the car, just basically checking the car out.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
There's so many of them, it's hard to even get through to see, you know, which one's looking, but they're all there together in a big...
Was there a ringleader?
The big one at the front.
The big one at the front going,
follow
my lead.
He had a set of pliers on him as well.
Pliers. How's he holding them?
It's just in one of his wings. You know, the wings open up and then he put it under his wing, then he shut his wing down again.
Ah, right.
He had a screwdriver on the left-hand one.
So like us holding it under our armpit.
Exactly the same.
He was doing...
Exactly the same.
And then how does he pick it out?
He can't use his hands. Beak.
Wallop.
Beak, which he could probably use to pick the lock anyway, the beak, if he thought about it.
Yeah.
But he's a geese.
There's
multiple families of geese joined together. They become known as a gang brood. I've been researching.
They are a gang.
They're called a gang brood.
They are a gang.
And if you come across more of these gaggles of geese on the streets of Essex, the best thing to do is keep moving and not stop.
Well, yeah, stopping? Because they're dangerous.
He's turning around going, because, all right, come on then.
Well, obviously the one at the front, armed and dangerous.
Take him out first.
Yeah.
And the other ones will just disappear.
Take you on now. Drop your weapons.
Get the guy with the screwdriver, the other ones are gone. They'll be like, this guy's a geezer, proper geezer. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa. From the Barbie movie, there's Dance the Night, 3:15 on the big drive home. This is Chris Brooks and Scott Robinson with Tom, the producer.
Hello.
You don't get a surname.
You didn't do the surname.
Tom Fenn, the producer.
Yeah.
And Stevie Shillinglaw. I was trying to get a formal.
I got a full name.
Yeah. Well, I never say Chris Brooks anymore. I never say it's Chris Scott.
You do
and
on
Scott.
Fridays.
Fridays, I say it loads.
I don't listen on Fridays. I go what?
Chris Brooks is the biggest county.
Yes, it is the biggest county around the world. So many people listening from Greater Essex. We always try and give you a mention. In fact, last week I was popping in and seeing people.
You were.
I went to the Greater County of Denia in Essex last week in Spain to go and check out a bar that listens to Radio Essex all the time while I was there. Met Chrissy, great bunch of people, had a nice breakfast, bosh, that was good. So if you're listening to us from anywhere outside of traditional Essex, let us know and we'll get you a mention. If you're in the UK, if you're outside of the UK and the greater part of Essex, you can just use the app, which you can download wherever you get your apps from. Hello to Sandra, who's normally in Southminster. She says, Chris and Scott, we've taken Radio Essex to Santorini in Greece. Any chance of playing us a tune while we're in the middle of sipping our cocktails by the pool?
Brilliant.
Sounds like a nice thing to do.
Santorini.
Yeah, I thought it was in Italy. Apparently, it sounds quite Italian, doesn't it? Santorini.
Well, only when you say Santorini.
Yeah, but apparently, Tom corrected me, it's actually in Greece. Mainland or one of the islands?
It's an island.
In the Ionian Sea, near Zakynthos and all that. Is it one of those islands?
When you're being corrected by producer Tom, you know you've dropped the ball, don't you?
He thought Canada was in America, didn't he? In actual America, not Northern America.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Sandra, thank you for that. And you told us what you're in the middle of as well, because it's Wednesday. We always like to know on a Wednesday, middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? Sandra is in the middle of sipping cocktails by the pool. What about you, Essex? Grab us on the app as well. Wednesday, the middle of the week, what is it that you are in the middle of? It's Radio Essex, Bruno Mars, Cardi B, and Dripping in Finesse. Nice. You are?
I think it's just called Finesse.
Yeah, but he sings Dripping in Finesse.
I know, I like it.
So I was thinking about the gym earlier. I don't think it was Finesse, I was Dripping in.
No, sweat.
It would have been better to have been Finesse, I think.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. Let's add somebody else into this then. Tina and Graham, who are sitting by the pool in Kefalonia, another Greek island. Been listening to Radio Essex all day. Thank you for keeping us company. The picture they've sent through is the most beautiful blue sky. I mean, it's beautiful here. It's like dark blue. It's the same colour as the swimming pool.
Yeah, and there's not... I mean, you know when people say not a cloud in the sky?
Yeah.
I mean, not a cloud in the sky.
It's gorgeous. That looks amazing. Tina and Graham, thank you for listening in Kefalonia, and we'll add you to the map. Right, Julian Westcliff, it's a Wednesday. What are you in the middle of? Julian Westcliff says, just in the middle of painting my fences in the sun and loving the tunes. Thank you, Julie. Jane Rettenham says, hi, Chris and Scott. I'm in the middle of clearing out my garage. It's boiling in here. Got to try and clear out some of these old tools I don't use anymore.
That's what I've been doing today.
You've been clearing out, it's brutal. There's no air at all, is there?
No. You get out just a little bit just to, like, you know, put the tools outside so you can go back and get... But it's very hot.
Deb's in Billericay says, guys, I'm in the middle of an argument with one of the girls in the office that's just said it's too hot.
Right, listen.
You can't say that.
No, you can't say that. It's never too hot.
Put the air on a bit. Open the doors. John in Burnham says, middle of my lunch. Had a lunch? 3:30? Middle of my lunch. Just had a very busy mega day and I'm just getting around to my lunch now. I've got a sandwich and some crisps. Good knowledge,
John. Put the
crisps
in the sandwich.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do that. Thank you, all of you, for the middle of the week stories. Let's get back to the hits. This is brand new from One Republic. It's called Runaway, and it plays on Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Segala, May Muller, and it feels this good. Thank you for all your texts. Wednesday, middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Oscar Radley says, afternoon, fellas. It's Wednesday afternoon. So I'd usually be driving home from the airfield. However, I left Duxford at 2:00, and I've not quite reached Birchanger services yet because of this broken down truck. It looks awful. M11, this is southbound if you're on that road. Between Bishop Stortford and Saffron Walden, there's a broken down truck queuing traffic, one lane closed. It's taken around, it's about 40 minutes at the moment to get through there. So hopefully, Oscar, you'll be on your move soon. Dobbo says, I'm in the middle of the best drink to cool you down. It's called a Milky Bar Crush'em. I don't know what that is.
Right, it sounds like, so you get a Crush'em from KFC.
Yeah.
There's that other places available. But if you get a Milky Bar one, I mean, that would be delicious.
Sorry, is it their version of a McFlurry?
Yeah.
I'm not. I do a KFC every now and again, but not so much the ice cream.
But no, more an ice cream. So Crush'em is like a milkshake.
Okay.
So, and a McFlurry's an ice cream.
Right, okay. So it's a milkshake, but it's a Milky Bar milkshake.
It's amazing.
It sounds amazing, don't we? William Tom's first time texter to the show. Welcome, William. Should we give you a little one of these?
Chris and Scott's first time texter.
For the first time.
It's not his first time texting. He's a big Ross and John fan by the look of the information I have in front of me. But first time texting our show.
Hello.
Thank you, William. Loving the show as always. Middle of the week, I'm working from home listening to your great tunes before heading out to my second job in a local supermarket. Have a lovely evening from Will in Malden. What's your first job, Will? Can we have a guess? Second job's a supermarket.
First one is...
Teacher.
Builder.
Marketing.
Three options to go for there, William. What is it? It's going to be one of those three, I've got a feeling.
Yeah, it will.
Right, 3:37, Big Drive Home is on for Wednesday. Thank you for having us on. Latest on the roads, including that M11 problem coming up in just a second. New music from the weekend, if you haven't heard it, it's called Popular. We'll get that on for you. And Anne-Marie Unhealthy playing next. Radio Essex, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you so much for having us on. It's Chris and Scott here with the... I'd imagine it's the easiest way to get home in Essex.
Definitely.
Obviously, a train's quite easy, but like if you're in the car and you're trying to get home, or you're doing the school run or the last bit of school, this is like a little club of loads of people doing the same thing as you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Get yourself home. Oh, William, by the way, we were wondering what William did for a living. So his second job was he worked in a supermarket, so he's off to do his second job at a local supermarket. So we were just guessing his first job. I went for teacher.
I went for builder.
And Tommy went for?
Marketing.
So William says, thank you, guys, and marketing is the closest. I am a brand manager for a small company selling transport fabric in the form of pencil cases and cushions in London. Well, like tube seats.
I guess so, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think I win there.
Why do you win?
Well, because I said builder and he's just building people's...
No.
A brand manager.
He's a brand manager, which is marketing.
No, I know.
He's selling transport fabric to Arsenal to make away kit. That's what he's doing, William. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for getting in touch with us. Right, I don't know if you've seen the new TV show. Everyone seems to be talking about this. It's called Idol. The Weeknd is in it. It's a little bit 50 Shades, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
I started watching it with the kids and then went, well, we should watch EastEnders. It's one of those where you start watching, like, this isn't going to work.
No.
But it is good. Watch it without the kids. And it starts the weekend. It's about him and it was about a pop star that he plays.
Yeah.
And it's really good. This is from the TV show. Radio Essex, brand new from the weekend. It's called Popular. The show is called Idol. It's on Sky Atlantic. You can check that out without the kids. It is 5 to 4. Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home with a problem around Chelmer Valley Road. Looks like it's building up quite a lot on Essex Regiment Way due to a broken down bus on Chelmer Valley Road. It looks pretty busy around there. Give you a full update on the roads. And a full news update as well with Stevie Schillinglaw giving you the headlines next at 4 on the Big Drive Home.
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, surround here!
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock. Big Drive Home is on. Let's get the big tunes to continue. Lewis Capaldi.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Mimi Webb, Red Flags, 8 minutes after 4. We played that new tune from the weekend earlier, just before 4. We're still getting comments about it.
We are.
Still getting comments about it. It's a new tune from the weekend called Popular. Line 3, what you got for us?
Afternoon, lads. It's Lynn from Rayleigh. That Popular song. No, it's got a nice beat and all that, but am I just getting older? I can't understand a word they're saying enough.
Oh, let me hear that bit.
Very good impression.
It's a good tune, though. Linda, thank you very much. Henry says, hello, lads. Henry, the radio presenter here. Love hearing your voices on the radio. I'm in the middle of putting up a swimming pool. Keep banging out the tune, says Henry. Henry's a radio presenter.
Radio presenter?
Probably okay. Listening to us get some tips, I'd imagine. What are you laughing at, Tom?
Tips on radio. Yeah. From me and you.
Henry's listening to... He wants to be a radio presenter, like proper one, and yeah. He's listening to us for all the advice he can get.
Do you reckon it's just do the opposite?
No. I if he wants to be a radio presenter, yeah. Listen to Joe Kinch.
Henry, look at Henry's phone number.
Ooh,
Henry, yeah, Henry, ring us now. Give us a ring.
Oh, we can get him to do radio presenting.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, last time we did that 4 years ago, Joe Kinch rung up.
Yes.
And now he does the evening show.
Oh, let's get him. Can we get him doing
Henry.
Stuff on the radio?
Ring us.
No, you can't leave early, Scott.
I'm not leaving early.
Yeah, he's thinking, I can be on top within 20 minutes.
I'm not a radio presenter.
Scott's off. It's Chris and Henry, Radio Essex Wednesday. Henry, give us a ring, 01702-455060. While you're doing that, let me get this on. Kylie Minogue, his Padam Padam on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Kylie Minogue and Padam Padam. 13 minutes after 4, it's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Chris and Scott for Wednesday. Then Joe Kinch coming up from 6 o'clock tonight with the evening show. He will be here in about an hour just to let us know what's going on his show.
He will.
Let's go to the phones. Henry is there. Hello, Henry.
Hello, how are we doing?
Very good, thank you. So, Henry, it says on your text, hello, lads, Henry, the radio presenter here, loving hearing you on the radio. I'm in the middle of putting up a swimming pool. Where are you a radio presenter, Henry?
On an online station from obviously Chelmsford.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Trying to get onto Radio Essex eventually.
It's hard, mate. It's difficult. I mean, Scott did it, but it is difficult.
Henry, what you've got to do is, I mean, because Chris has a hard time, really, because not only does he have to, like, shut me up and then not crash the track. When I say not crash the track, it's like before the vocal comes in.
Henry knows about crashing
vocals. You know about this, right? I don't do it because it's not in my repertoire. I just chat rubbish and then Chris waves at me and then gets cross.
I think in Scott's relationship, I play the hits, he makes the hits. That's generally how we roll, isn't it?
Fair enough.
How long have you been doing radio, Henry?
Oh, probably about 4 years now, maybe.
Nice.
You sound about 10 years younger than Joe Kinch. How old are you?
I'm 15.
15, all right.
You've been doing it for 4 years?
Yeah, I started off running them, and then been on the community one, and then just gone up from there. Sort
Hang
of.
On, you've been doing radio for longer than me.
Oh, well, there you go. Henry, introduce Harry Styles for us.
It's Harry Styles on Radio Essex with Golden for your big drive home.
Thank you, mate.
He says it was, but...
Cheers, Henry.
See you later.
Radio Essex, Harry Styles as it was. Henry just texted, sorry, lads, completely messed up the introduction of that song. No, you didn't.
No.
You said Golden and Scott helpfully picked you up on it, like you would with a 15-year-old big break on a radio station.
No, definitely
the kind of behaviour you would expect from Scott.
All that I'm saying is I still didn't crash the track. I literally got it in just before Harry Styles.
I thought Henry was brilliant, and lots of people have texted and said how good he was, and when's he going to get his own show? That's what a lot of people have said.
Some people said charismatic, but I mean, he still said Golden. I said as it was.
We could have actually told him what the track was, which would have helped.
Well, no, you did. Right, you did. In fairness,
I did rush him.
You rushed him.
I did rush
him. But that's what you get when you're on the big time.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it happens to me all the time. Stuff comes in, I have to go, all right, what's this noise? Okay, this is the music that tells me there's an advertisement break coming up. So tell them that the travel's coming up next.
Travel's coming up.
And
then more songs.
Have a quick scroll down. What songs are coming up? Joel Corry and Katie Baser, David Kushner and Daylight, and then Don't Talk Now, because he does.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
It's just something like that, really.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's Radio Essex, Jax Jones and Ella Henderson. This is Real. Chris and Scott, the big drive home. Wednesday, hello. Thank you for having us on. Beautiful weather out there. Remaining dry tonight, down to 10 tomorrow. Another dry daylight I think we've got this for a while. Long sunny spells tomorrow. Highs of 27 degrees. The Barbie film, everyone's talking about that at the moment. Haven't seen it, but...
I've not seen it.
I think I probably will go and see it.
What?
Because I think it looks really fun.
You would...
It's not... I don't think it's for kids. I think it's for everybody.
Barbie.
Yeah.
The film Barbie.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good, isn't it?
Yeah, you haven't got any young
about it.
Like, listen,
I'm not going to say to Harry, "Do you want to go and see Barbie?"
If I rocked up and said I've been to see Barbie, you'd go, "Oh yeah, you took the twins." If I went, "No, I went on my own," you'd have a problem with it.
I think you should lend me one of the twins.
This is even weirder. Even weirder.
I don't think it's not as in a Barbie film as in Barbie for little girls. I think it's a Barbie film that's actually quite a film that you can go and see.
Right,
that was the impression I got.
I've heard nothing about it.
Has anyone seen it?
Text. It's not out yet.
Oh, isn't it? No, they haven't seen it.
No one's. But everyone's talking about it. I know nothing about it. I just know that if it's Barbie...
I've seen some trailers. It looks really cool. Because Ken's played by
Ryan
Gosling. And it looks really, really cool.
I can't get my head around it. I can't, honestly, I can't.
He can spin it all the way around.
Yeah. Hi, Ken!
I can't get my head around it.
It's required so much pink paint, apparently, to the whole set of it. It's very pink, obviously, because it's Barbie. So it required so much pink paint that it actually contributed to a worldwide shortage.
What, of pink paint?
Of pink paint. So if you'd gone to your favourite home shop to buy some paint and you were looking for pink paint, you probably wouldn't have got your hands on it.
And it would have been because of the Barbie film.
The film's production designer, Sarah Greenwood, says the world ran out of pink during the construction of Barbie Land and life-size versions of the doll's dream house, which all needed to be painted. They must have just bought pallets and crates of pink paint.
Wow.
And it actually caused a worldwide shortage. But it got me thinking, if there was something in your life, I know what mine would be, what could you easily create a worldwide shortage of? Mine, tinned mackerel and olive oil.
Yeah, because...
I could buy that, because the beauty of it is it just, in a tin, it just lasts forever. I could buy it by the pallet load.
Yeah, so does the smell in the office. that lasts forever as well.
And I've got everyone else on it as well.
Jack lose his teeth eating it yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And Connor eats it as well. I think Stevie's partial to a bit of mackerel. In a tin, in olive oil, with a bit of bread, bit of toast. It's a nice dinner for your day.
I'm not down with it.
But when I go to Sainsbury's, I'll literally go, how many have they got? 10. Yeah, I'll have them.
Take them.
Yeah, so that is the one that I could cause a worldwide shortage in mackerel in tinned olive oil.
I'm actually, before I say what mine would be, I'm gonna let you guess, Chris. Think about...
Hot tub water. Yorkshire tea bags.
No, food is food.
Cocoa Pops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cocoa Pops, obviously. I mean, the amount of times I munched on Cocoa Pops, I would, if I thought they were going to run out, I would be in there like a, I don't know what the word is.
Producer Tom. Producer Tom.
Porridge, easily.
Oh, wow.
I love porridge.
Cause a worldwide shortage?
Yes.
Porridge.
I love porridge.
I know, you spoke about it before, you really do. I see you eat porridge a lot.
What would you cause a worldwide shortage? Or what is it that you can just buy endlessly? You text as well, you can app, you can get in touch with us however you want. Just let us know. What would you cause a worldwide shortage of, do you think? 4:36 on the big drive home. Wednesday, playing Galantis and David Guetta, his Heartbreak Anthem. It's Radio Essex, Galantis, David Guetta, Little Mix as well with Heartbreak Anthem. Perry from Little Mix currently experimenting with every sound out there for her debut solo album. She has reportedly lined up 11 producers and songwriters to work with her on her up-and-coming new material because she's determined to offer the fans the best music she can.
Hang on, there'll be a shortage of songwriters and producers.
She's literally going to cause a worldwide shortage of producers and songwriters.
Out of order.
Which is what we're talking about. What would you cause a worldwide shortage of? Barbie film required so much pink paint, it contributed to a worldwide shortage. I discussed openly that I'm happy to go and see the Barbie film.
It's Lynn from Rayleigh again. Get away, you wrong'un, Chris. You want to go and see it because Margot Robbie is playing Barbie and she'll have all her little plastic bits out.
Didn't even think about that.
Is that why you want to go and see it?
Is Margot Robbie in it? Is she? Oh, it's Margot Robbie. I remember her. She's good.
No wonder you want to go see it. Oh, it's like when you're twins. You will not.
You're not facilitating this, no.
No, no. I am definitely not. Take Harry, he's right up his street.
Yeah. If Harry knows Margot Robbie's in it, he probably will come along.
Hang on, is your phone ringing now?
Linda, thank you. Robin Bickmaker says, if I was to cause a worldwide shortage of anything, it would be Frosties.
Oh, I do
Tony
like
the
Frosties.
Tiger would be like, we'd run out.
I do like Frosties.
I can eat Frosties out of the box.
You know, you said this before.
I don't need the milk. I can just eat them out of the box as a little snack.
I've been round yours and you've had the big box and you just walk around.
Yeah.
I've got a beer in my hand and you're eating Frosties out of the box. It's
Do you remember the David Beckham joke, which was awful?
No, go on, please tell me.
Don't you remember it?
No, I might do. I don't remember.
He was walking around with a box of Frosties and somebody at Man United said, what are you doing? He went, I can't do this jigsaw. It's supposed to be of a tiger, but I can't do it. Right, 20 to 5, Big Drive Home, it's Radio Essex for Wednesday. Ethan, we got yours coming up as well. If you were to cause a worldwide shortage of anything, what would it be? Let us know on the app, let us know on the text. Tom Grennan, how does it feel? Big Drive Home, it's 4:48, it's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on in the sunshine. We're talking about things that you would cause a worldwide shortage of. This comes after the story that the Barbie film have said that they required so much pink paint that it actually contributed to a worldwide shortage.
Which is unbelievable. I mean, how much paint
Imagine
do you
if
need?
Pink was touring at the same time. I mean, it would have been awful.
Would have been, you'd be like, yeah, I want some pink paint.
Get me some pink paint over here. Vicky in Holbridge says, guys, world shortage for me would be honey. I have it with everything. Hot lemon, honey drinks, yogurt, I put honey in, fruit, honey on top, porridge, honey on it. Chicken?
Yeah.
What?
Honey and chicken.
Yeah. I can get down
with it's good.
Honey on chicken. Definitely.
Honey and chicken.
Yes.
It's good.
In what way? What?
Well, so I put honey on, you put honey on, like, carrots, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put it
carrots
on the chicken.
Carrots are like a cold sort of vegetable-y thing that you can crunch.
No. Roast it.
Roasted honey carrots.
Oh, yeah, carrots,
right,
roasted,
I'll have some of that. Yeah.
Chicken. Put it on the chicken.
Well, how you, what, will you cook a chicken and then you just put some honey on it,
100%. No, there's not. I've got absolutely zero problem with honey.
Do you cook the chicken with the honey, or do you cook the chicken and then spread honey on it? Is it like the chicken's the toast, and you take it out hot, and then you spread honey on it?
If you put it on the carrots or the chicken too early, it would burn everything. So,
I've got a vague recollection of cooking a biryani or something with my dad, and he put honey or syrup, or it might have been honey.
Yeah, no, honey
in the chicken.
100% works with the chicken.
I'm here for that. I'll have a go. Ethan, great show as always. Oh, thank you very much. Just basically love. At the end of the text, I don't need to read all that up. I was just saying how good we are, really. It always seems a bit awkward doing that.
Yeah. Well done, guys. Love it.
But I'll read anyway. It says, great show as always, you crazy lot. Such hump day giggles. So it's providing the giggles for it. It's basically the same amount of content at the bottom of the text, just saying how great we are.
Yeah, bigging us up.
And that's Thank great. Ethan, who says, I could very easily cause a worldwide shortage of Lipton's iced tea, and it has to be the lemon flavour. That's it. There's no bigging up on that one. It's just, that's the text.
No, the lemon flavour. Didn't even put a full stop.
I made Karen an iced coffee while we were away, which I've never really made before. It was all right. I tried a bit. It was like, this is quite nice.
You just didn't have one for yourself, did you?
No, I drank half of hers. And she went, have you spilled half it? I went,
yes.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, I have. Let's go with that.
Kerry says, cheese. We go through 750 grams a week between the four of us.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
But I would say we go through 750 grams just with my firstborn, Brennan.
Really?
Yeah. He eats about 750 grams over 2 days, I would say.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much, Kerry, Ethan and Vicky. Big Drive Home. Here's the 1975. It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home and the 1975 and Oh Caroline. Hope you're doing okay for Wednesday. M25, Junction 25 at Enfield down to Waltham Abbey. Really slow. If you're expecting anyone back from that South Mimms area, that might take a bit of time. One lane closed. Broken down vehicle, the reason. And the 127, pretty heavy, eastbound at Tilbury Road at the Halfway House roundabout. Taking around 10 minutes to go through there on the eastbound stretch. Full travel update coming up. And we'll update the news headlines as well with Stevie Shillinglaw next.
And a man faked his own death and then turned up to his own funeral to teach his family a lesson. 45-year-old Belgian TikToker David Burton's wife and children were on it. He arrived by helicopter, having apparently felt underappreciated by his loved ones. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 20 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Why are you laughing?
What's the matter? What's the matter, Stevie? Sounds like he's having a breakdown.
You know when you look at a news bullet and you think, this is really what's going on in the world today? And the TikTok guy who faked his own death.
The TikTok guy, we were going to talk about this. So this is this is a man in Belgium who faked his death and then turned up at his own funeral in a helicopter.
This is brilliant.
As part of a dramatic stunt to teach his family a lesson about staying in touch. So his name's David. He's a TikTok creator. He told his wife and his children about the elaborate plan, and they helped him to pull it off by going along with it on social media. The girl was like, oh my God, Dad, I'm going to miss you so much. I mean, it was full on.
Brutal.
They staged a funeral last weekend near Liege, and as mourners gathered, I mean, I've seen the TikTok. People were crying their eyes out. They'd lost this dear guy. And he just rocks up in a helicopter. He made a grand entrance with a film crew by helicopter. Many admitted they themselves had been deceived by the prank, but that they were relieved he was alive.
The thing is,
this is crazy.
I spoke to my mum about a week ago, and she was like, I was just talking to your sisters, and we decided nobody's heard from you. And I was like, well, I mean, mobile phones work both ways, so I'm going to
two-way street
this and send it to them.
But, I mean, this is full on, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm thinking about funerals I've been to recently. I think I would be angry.
You know, this is what I'm thinking. Like, you would be, like, it wouldn't be, I wouldn't be like, oh, because the emotion that you'd feel losing someone that you loved dearly.
Yeah, of course.
Then they rock up.
In a helicopter. Well, I mean, it's, the canoe guy was slightly different. He was doing it for the money, wasn't he? He was doing it for the payout.
Forgive him.
Of course they won't.
Yeah, because they mourned him.
I think this is acceptable. I can see this kind of stuff goes on all the time. I can see honestly how somebody would be pushed to this level. I honestly could. I'm the only man in my family. None of the women ring me, and they only ring me when they want something, like somebody needs a CV knocked up at 10 o'clock at night. I can see how David
but Stevie, do you know the difference between you and this guy? He turned up in a helicopter, you would get an easy jet flight and then turn up in a bus.
Right now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the two to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Turn up one of those electric scooters you get in Basildon.
Yeah.
Right, 5 minutes after five, big drive home is on. It's Chris and Scott. Beyonce coming up with a classic. You tune from Jazzy first, Jonas Brothers.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Beyonce, Break My Soul. 11 minutes after five, big drive home in the sunshine. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Thank you for having us on. You know when you get like an artist, so you get like Belters Only, that massive tune Belters Only that we played last summer and we just played it all the time because it was such a good tune, and it was Belters Only featuring Jazzy, and everyone's like, oh yeah, Belters Only. So Jazzy's now said, I'm going to do my own stuff now under my own name. Such an amazing voice as well. Brand new music, second most Shazammed song in the country right now, this as well. Jazzy, Giving Me. It's brand new music on Radio Essex. Enjoy. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home with Jazzy. It's such a good tune. It's called Giving Me, and it's playing on Radio Essex. Don't forget the podcast. That'll be out in about... What time do you get that done?
I get that done by 7.
7 o'clock?
Yeah.
The whole 3 hours melted down into the best of... So what? Minute? 2 minutes?
It's about 5.
5 minutes of audio, which is basically... Oh, welcome back.
Hi.
Just come and go.
Hi, guys. So I was in the toilet break.
What's more important in your life than this right now?
My bladder. my bladder was hurting.
I just love the fact that everybody else, when they see the red light, they don't enter. Scott, just... My show.
It's half of my show.
I
knew there was a link going on.
Yeah, this link.
Yeah, we're talking about a podcast.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you can download it wherever you get your podcast from.
It's going to be longer now because I'm here.
We'll have the whole toilet facility break pit bit in there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Can you not go when the songs are on, like
when the break,
or the news, or the ad breaks, or something? Why do you go in the middle of the songs?
I thought it was on a sink.
Well, you thought we were going to play another song?
Yes.
No, they love it. They love the talking.
Do they?
Yeah,
they
yeah. Like singing. We did research and they said, love them, don't like the music, just talking.
Talking.
Yeah, they said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
I love it when they do the birthdays.
I'm going to have to go back and flush in a minute. I ran.
Excellent. That's a great image. Right, do your flies up. 60 minutes after 5, Big Drive Home podcast will be available from 7 o'clock tonight. You can relive this. Maybe you've just tuned in. Maybe you only get in your car at 5 o'clock every night. And that's you. Hello.
Hi.
You missed the 3 till 5 bit.
Why, you've missed some.
It was quality.
Radio.
I mean, it was quality. So you can listen again on the podcast. Download that wherever you get your podcast from 7 o'clock tonight. Right, let's do travel next. Give you an update on the roads in Essex and also continue with the hits. Niall Horan on the way and Calvin Harris. That brand new tune with Ellie Goulding, Miracle, we'll get on for you as well. Woo! Niall Horan, Meltdown. Play that for you if you haven't got air conditioning in the car, because I reckon. Meltdown is what's happening.
You need the aircon.
I drove Harry's car the other day. He's got a Corsa. There's no aircon. It's got gears, though, which was fun. I haven't used gears for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, remember this? It's got a clutch and everything.
Nice.
And then I got into my car and just slammed the brakes on every time I come to a junction, which is fine. If you want to end the show tonight, that is what we're looking for. We're looking for your Wednesday complete. Any styles today? We've done styles every day this week.
Yeah, well we're going to have to, you know.
We don't have to do a style today.
I like a little style, but I can't think of what I like. Okay. If you're hot in your car and you haven't got aircon, you'd be
okay.
A little bit,
yeah. I like that.
So, I like that as well.
Yeah, so if you're hot in your car, you've got
can I have an example?
Wednesday. Completed, mate.
Yeah, it's perfect. Get me one of those, please. You can do it via the app. That is the easiest way to do it. If you haven't
got
the app, it's the only way you can do it. Yeah, it's the only way you can do it. You can send us an app message via the app, which you can download wherever you get the apps from, just by searching for Radio Essex on there, where you do the messaging. It's a little speech bubbly bit, and you can record a message, send it through with a Wednesday. Completed it, mate. That's all we need from you. While you're doing that, let me get Ray on for your escapism on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Ray, and Doctor. It is 5:28. The most sold football shirts at the moment in the league coming up is Wrexham.
Really?
Yeah, stampeded to buy the kits, the new kits, and it's caused loads of touts to buy them. The touts are selling them at £180.
Wow, that's a lot.
League Two side was revealed last week with United Airlines as their new sponsor. It was TikTok.
Yeah.
Now it's United Airlines. And owner Ryan Reynolds and fellow actor Rob McClellan apologised for the sales
really
problems
name.
And insisted they had not sold out a shirt. So they're just getting more shirts and more shirts and more shirts. Because I think if you're a fan of the Wrexham show on the telly, then you're probably buying the Wrexham shirt.
I would buy one.
I think it'd be a fashion item. So if you haven't got yours yet, there will be more on sale soon.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Right, it's 5:30, it's Wednesday, and it's the A to Z of music, and being a Wednesday...
Wednesday, groups.
We're looking for groups, beginning with the letter N for NSYNC.
For Nirvana.
For Nickelback.
For...
Lotus Photograph!
Very good.
I like Nickelback a lot. I like NSYNC a lot as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to say NSYNC and Nirvana would be... incredible.
Don't you think Nickelback in there as well?
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Because it's not up to us, it's up
N-dubs.
To you. N-dubs is a good shout.
No doubt.
That's a great one. I'm just looking through the list. I've got Enjoy, NSYNC, Nirvana. Yeah, there's not many groups beginning with the letter N. Navos. Don't remember them. Naked,
DJ.
Sexual. That was a good
DJ
tune.
Navos. DJ
Navos. That's not a group. There's not... Oh!
What? Go on, what have you seen?
I've seen...
Oh, Luke is on the block.
Wow. I mean...
It would... Anything versus Luke is on the block.
Oh. It's up to you, Essex. A group beginning with N. Who do you want to hear to represent the letter N in the A to Z of music? You make the choices and we'll play them for you just before 6 o'clock tonight. Who's it going to be? Get in touch. Radio Essex, Joel Corey and Sorry.
Rhymes.
to rhyme. It's like the rhyming celebrity name game there. Joel Corey is sorry. Yeah, that's the song. What would the clue be?
It would be...
Joel is...
No,
upset.
No.
Upset. Go on.
You wouldn't say his name. You wouldn't say his name. It would be...
Yeah.
DJ from the North.
No.
What?
Lonely DJ.
Lonely DJ.
Is apologetic.
Yeah.
For watching regular ITV soap. Joel Corey is sorry for watching Corey.
Whoa! I tell you what.
Yeah.
We should do that as a feature on our show.
Easy feature, that.
Call it, It's Got to Ream.
Wednesday. Groups.
We're looking for groups beginning with the letter N on the A to Z of music. And what song is going to end the show tonight? I can tell you, you have two. I'm going to go with supergroups.
This is big, but you're it's not who I thought.
Runners-up include New Order. Runners-up include Nirvana. Naughty by Nature. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. These two got the most votes. We start with Nickelback. It's a tune. So, Nickelback, if you want to hear this, put the word Nickelback in your text message. I can do it on the app as well. Or New Kids.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear New Kids Hanging Tough on your drive home in the sunshine, NKOTB on your message box app. And tell us you want to hear this. We're going on for you before six. So it's Rockstar, Nickelback, or New Kids on the Block. Put NKOTB in your message box. Get it over to us. The winning tune just before six. Rudimental and Charlotte Plank. Dancing is healing. I look like I need healing whilst I'm dancing.
Yes.
I don't do it very well. It's awkward, isn't it? Do you find it awkward dancing? Not in your boy band, but like...
I can do them things, but I can't just... I'm not one of them.
You can't get up a wedding going, I'll have a dance with you.
No, I'm not one of those.
I
hold a pint in my hand and sort of sway a bit.
But don't people expect you can dance because of the boy band life?
Well, yeah, but it's weird when like some other song, like Sweet Caroline's playing and I'm doing If You're Getting Down routine, it just doesn't work.
And on your own without other people doing
it. Yeah, it's weird. It's just weird.
Joe Kinch is in.
Jack and Diversity are like that.
Yeah.
On stage, they're great. And then they
go to a wedding and they're trying to what to do.
They're waiting for someone to lift them up or do something.
Go on, spin on your head, mate. I can't.
But that might be a real thing because, and Diversity are local, so they might be listening and they could advise us on this. But if Diversity, they only know how to do really cool, like, popping and stuff. They don't know how to do...
Did you say popping and
stuff? Popping and stuff.
Popping and
stuff. They don't know how... They might not know how to just do the normal bloke side-to-side dance at a wedding.
No, they probably don't.
Two-step.
They can only go up and do, like, world-class dancing.
Yeah, Tony's going, what are you doing, mate? Why are you doing a head spin?
They're down unit on a Saturday night. Yeah. And there's five of them doing a perfect routine. But, yeah, anyway, can you dance?
Well, anyone can dance. Can I dance well is another question.
Well, that's why you're the same as me. That's why you're a DJ. If you're in a nightclub, you're DJing, aren't you?
Well, when you're DJing, you can fake it because you only have to move from like the hips up.
I find that mainly I'm just punching the air and I'm DJing. Yeah. Like, come on, everybody. One, two, three. And then the beat drops and you punch.
You can just fake twists and knobs, can't you?
Yeah. I don't. I'm actually touching the knobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't do anything.
No
just
comment.
Waiting, just
no
waiting for him.
Absolutely no comment. Move.
Anyway, talking of DJing, well, Joe Kinch is coming up.
Yes,
see what I did there.
He is, but I just want to say something, Joe. You've got to be on your A game tonight, my friend. Well, because there might be a certain Henry listening.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
We spoke to Henry earlier, and he's 15. He's already a DJ. And
he's 3 years older than me.
He's after your... he's after your job, Sunshine.
Yeah,
he wants your job.
He's, yeah.
He said he'll do it for free.
Which is similar to you.
You get paid. You get paid, dude.
There's money involved in this.
I know.
Okay, Joe, who you got? What you got? What's happening tonight? There's no guest tonight.
Nope.
That's even better. It's more joking.
Unless Scott wants to stay around and...
He can't guest.
Show me his dance moves. Choreographed.
It's radio. Yeah. I've got to work.
Yeah, me. Not the radio.
No, I mean the dance moves. If I show you dance moves, no one can else see them.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think having no guest is good because it means there's more joke inch.
Yeah, and everyone wants more joke inch.
So, 6 o'clock, normal stuff. Banging out the hits, doing the travel.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, hot seven at seven. Mm-hmm. Seven biggest songs, as requested by U-Essex. Big battle at the moment between Scala and Adam Lambert and probably Ed Anderson and React.
No.
Which one?
Kylie.
Badam.
Love that.
And that's coming up then at 8 o'clock, back to 6 o'clock, similar, isn't it? So it hits
similar. Record of the week as well.
Record of the week, which is...
It's currently Madison Beer.
Oh, I like Madison Beer.
Yeah, it's got a new song out. It's really good.
And when's
really
that 8 catchy. O'clock?
Yeah.
9 o'clock, just... Oh,
we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about the 9 o'clock hour. You have to tune in to hear what that is. Joe Kinch is next. Joe, who do you reckon would win a battle between the New Kids on the Block and Nickelback?
They were a boy band from the past.
I know who New Kids are.
He's got a sister. He knows who New Kids are. He's got a mum and a sister.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Which one do you reckon?
I mean, I would say Nickelback.
Congratulations, correct answer. Son, I'll see you tomorrow from 3.
Wah, Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.